Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
On that last drive, it looked like he was the most comfortable on that last drive. Did anything change with him at all? Did he feel better? What did you pick up on watching that last drive?
Just having multiple reps.
Jerry Jeudy, quite verbose today in his media availability. To talk about that, to talk about Shedeur Sanders, first official NFL start. You know what Wednesday at 3:20 means? It is time for us to head out to the fan hotline and welcome on of Cleveland.com. Ashley Bastock. Ashley, welcome to the show. Did you notice that Jerry Jeudy was very not verbose today?
I did. You know, I definitely thought that was a weird interview. It was unlike Jerry Jeudy, who, again, is typically a guy who talks good or bad, win or lose, after every game. And it was not, I don't think, a great look, unfortunately. And look, I don't know exactly what was going on with Jerry today, if he was just having a bad day, if he didn't want to talk today. But it was not a great look to go up there and give a series of, you know, little three-word answers for just over a minute-long interview. So that was just such an odd part of this Wednesday, I'll say that.
Yeah, I mean, Ashley, I you know, Nick asked me in the previous segment, like, could he just be having a bad day? And I was like, well, the timing on that is maybe. Really, but it's really peculiar if this is the day he's having a bad day.
And you know what? It's unfortunate, though, if that's all it is, because now he's brought upon himself all this speculation. And look, I mean, I've seen guys get moody if they have to wait to talk, or if they're talking and they don't want to, or if they, you know, get ready to talk and then somebody else starts talking and it like becomes a whole thing. But yeah, I definitely think it was very, very ill timing to have an interview like that today, when obviously the news of the day is Shedeur Sanders confirmed making his first NFL start on Sunday. And you have that now added to it. And look, I mean, I think Jerry has struggled also this season. I think fans have already been coming at him a little bit. And I wonder if we're going to see even more of that after that podium performance today.
So I guess with all this, we'll get to the matter at hand. Shedeur Sanders will make his first start on Sunday. What are your expectations for him in start number one?
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what this is going to look like in terms of, speaking of Jerry Jeudy, how are those two going to work? And are we going to see more opportunities with Shedeur's hungry dogs guys? We always talk about that hungry dogs period at the end of practice. That includes a guy like Gage Larvadan, you know, Kaden Davis, they just waived. I'm curious if we're going to see him back. He's another one of those guys that Shedeur Sanders has spent a lot of time throwing. So those are receivers and pass catchers he's already comfortable with. I'm curious if we'll see more dialed up looks for a Gage Larvadan, for example. But we'll have to wait and see. And I think Tommy Rees is going to want to make things a bit easier for him, right? Get some short, easy completions. I think Shedeur Sanders should kind of take a step back a little bit in terms of, I know he's going to want to take some shots downfield, but I do think in this situation, like, trust your offensive coordinator to get you some of those easy looks early and go from there. I do hope as the game progresses, we see them looking downfield a bit more. And hopefully everyone has some confidence from that last drive didn't end the way it wanted, but You think about the 25-yard completion to Harold Fannin on the first play of the drive. You think about what I thought was a really well-paced placed ball to Gage Larbidan in the end zone that Awuzie ended up breaking up. There were things to build on, and there were things downfield to build on. So I hope they do some of those things early, as well as getting Malachi Corley involved, hopefully on some sort of gadget plays, the end arounds, those sort of things that we've seen actually work. You know, Kevin Stefanski for like 6 years has been trying to get these end arounds to work, and Tommy Rees and him finally found a guy who can do it. So I think all those things will help Shador get acclimated here on Sunday.
Did you get the impression from Shador that the game, in fact, had been slowing down as he was in it, and there's just a comfortability there now that he's seen this action, even though a lot of Browns fans would say it wasn't the right time to see him, but at least having that experience could actually benefit him now going into Sunday?
You know, I don't know if I would go as far to say as, like, the game has slowed down for him. I do think with any rookie that's something that takes time, but I will say I thought he looked more comfortable by the time that last drive rolled around. And I think that, to me, was encouraging. You know, I asked guys about that in the locker room even after the game. And I think that part of it is so encouraging because, as we've been talking about, this is a guy who his first team reps in practice came today. Wyatt Teller said after the game he had maybe heard his cadence two or three times. Like, they really did not have a lot to work off of. And yes, it could have been better, but I also think it was encouraging some of those smaller moments that we got to see his arm, got to see his accuracy. And it also sounds like in these practices, he's made some good plays. Mary Kay Cabot, my colleague, like, reported on that over these recent days here that there are times in these practices where he threads a needle in double or even triple coverage. So those are the kind of things you want to see translate into the game. And you hope that by getting those reps this past Sunday, that he's a bit more comfortable to maybe take those chances when it matters. But look, even Shador Sanders today admitted, like, practice is very different from a game. And I think we need a larger sample size there to see really how he's handling all of that.
Ashley, we know Jerry Jeudy's mood in the locker room. Overall, like, what's the vibe as they get ready for Shador's first start?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually working on a story today talking to, you know, Gage Larbidan, Isaiah Bond, some of the other pass catchers. You know, I thought Denzel Ward had some good things to say about Shador and talking about how that quarterback change, regardless of why it happens, can kind of provide a spark, right? And especially for this defense, which I think it's unfortunate, not just in the sense that the Browns have totally wasted like a monster season from Myles Garrett, have wasted what I would consider to be a Super Bowl caliber defense, but it's also magnified this defense's mistakes. Like, has the defense been perfect? No, but no defense in the NFL is. But the problem is when you have an offense that can't score a touchdown, yeah, like a Mark Andrews trick play is going to be remembered. An 80-yard Carson Wentz drive is going to be remembered. You know, them not getting the offense the ball back against the Jets is going to be remembered, even though if the offense did get the ball back against the Jets, they probably wouldn't have been able to do anything. So I do get the vibe that this change is going to be some kind of spark for these guys. I mean, if only because it is something different, and sometimes different for different sake can have that effect. Like, it gives you just a different energy or, you know, some other kind of motivation to play for, even in the middle of a down year, which they're obviously fresh in the middle of right now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah. I want to ask you about the defense, and mainly just Myles Garrett, but like the idea that the other players around Myles, I think we entered this year thinking that Myles was going to help out Mason Graham and Isaiah McGuire and Malik Collins and all these other people. And it feels like even though Myles still gets double teamed and triple teamed, it seems like they in turn have helped out Myles in a big way.
I think they really have. And look, a prime example of that, the third sack Myles had on Sunday against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, he got that sack because of pressure Mason Graham created. He essentially like kept Lamar Jackson in the pocket and allowed Myles enough time to recover on that play and actually take him down. So I do think, like, to me, this is the kind of interior pressure the Browns have probably always been trying to capture, probably always been envisioning. I mean, D tackle was such a struggling position for them for so long. They thought they had fixed it with Dalvin Tomlinson, and obviously that wasn't the case. They let Dalvin go this past offseason, and I think they finally have the profile of guys that can create that pressure. Malik Collins has really been outstanding, and I mean, he's played in this kind of system for basically his entire career, so he's used to it. I think that's helping Myles. I think also we're seeing teams game plan for Myles a little bit differently after that Patriots game, and I'm kind of fascinated by this strategy. I don't think it's necessarily the wisest strategy in basically, it's almost like an NBA strategy. Of they said, we'll let Myles get his, and we're not going to devote a ton of double, triple teams chips to him. Let him go one-on-one and get his sacks, and then look, we just know this offense can't score. So if he sacks us a couple times and we got to punt the ball, like, okay, it's not the end of the world. Now, I think that takes a mobile quarterback. It takes a durable quarterback. I thought the Ravens left him one-on-one a bit more. Look, this Raiders line is not good. I'm curious if they're going to try a similar strategy and if we're going to be sitting here next Wednesday talking about another 4 or 5 sack game that Myles Garrett just had. So I think he's been helped by those two things. It's the interior pressure, and it's also in recent weeks how people have been game planning for him.
What does a win on Sunday against the Raiders mean for the Browns, and what does it mean for Shador?
That's a great question, because in the grand scheme of the season, I don't think it means much, right? You're beating another 2-8 team, but it would be nice for them to end their losing streak on the road. They're up to 13 games. That dates back to week 2 in Jacksonville last year. It's been a long time. So I think it would be nice to kind of exercise that particular demon. And for Shador Sanders, I think it'll be bigger for Shador Sanders than it would be in terms of this season and like what this season means. This season is essentially lost in terms of big picture goals, right? We know that. But a win for a rookie quarterback in his first start, that can do a lot for confidence, for development, like all of those things, those intangibles that are so important when you have a young quarterback starting. So for me, I do think it would be more for him, it would mean more for him than obviously the grand scheme of the season. And I think, unfortunately, the reality is in terms of the bigger picture of this season and like, what does this season mean? Everything for me kind of got recalibrated after that Jets game, and losing to that Jets team the way they did after the Jets traded two of their best players away, it just kind of showed where the Browns are right now. So that's why I think it's more important for Shador than it is for bigger picture this season.
Is it the type of situation where if Shador looks good, he keeps the job, and if he looks, what is it, average, he loses the job?
That's a great question. Like, I'm not quite sure what that threshold is, but I think like the Browns have obviously left the door open for if he performs well to stick with them. And I think you have to, right? Like, you can't just go back to Dylan for the sake of going back to Dylan if Shador is playing well. So we'll have to wait and see, like, does it mean he has to string some wins together? Is it more about individual stats? Is it more just about going the passing game going? That to me is unclear. And of course, they're very tight-lipped on these plans. But I do think stringing some wins together here could be really important for him in keeping that job, because you can't argue with the wins and losses if they are coming and he's not turning the football over. And I think what also is going to be key is that accuracy. You want to see that accuracy come through. That is what he does better than Dylan Gabriel, and we've seen it since the spring. That is like his elite trait. And if he can show that, and we've seen Dylan Gabriel throw some off passes, that could be a difference maker as well.
Ashley Bastock on the fan hotline. I'm going to give you a take, and then I want you to respond to it. I knew Dylan Gabriel was cooked as a starting quarterback in the NFL when I heard about Electrolyte Tuesday. At no point is that actually a thing. Your take on Electrolyte Tuesday.
Guys, what I want to say is I had the scoop on the electrolyte martinis, and anyone who read my Mason Graham takeout story would have known that. I had this up there a few weeks ago, and then I'm hearing about it on the broadcast on Sunday, and I'm like, oh, I wrote about this. I had the little scoop on their electrolyte martini night. So I'm actually going to say I disagree with you on that, because Dylan gave me the lead to that story on Mason Graham. And I loved that anecdote when he told me it. So, like, quite honestly, without that story, I wouldn't have had the same lead to my Mason Graham, you know, long 2,500 word story. So I'm going to disagree with you on the electrolyte martinis. I'm a big fan of them, and the color that it provided me as a reporter.
All right. Then you give me no choice here. I don't know. JP and I are married. I don't know your relationship status. What I'll say is, You see somebody, you're interested in them.
They just hang out at the bar.
There's a vibe there, and then mm-hmm. they go, hey, we're celebrating Electrolyte Tuesday.
Or even bartender.
You go on a second date?
Yeah, you're on that date, and they say, hey, bartender, can you make me one of those electrolyte martinis?
Yeah.
I don't know that you're like, this is the guy.
I feel like I would be into it, guys. I don't know what to tell you. It's like,
that
seems convenient.
I work out 7 days a week. I'm drinking a protein coffee right now as I talk to you. I think I could get behind it. I don't know. This is young guys in the NFL. They're working hard. They get together. This is how they bond. This is part of team camaraderie for a draft class that has been pretty good so far. So I'm a fan of it. I think you guys are just being Debbie Downers about the electrolyte martinis. I have to disagree with you.
Ashley, I grew up in the 90s where the Cowboys had a flop house and a kilo of cocaine. That's what bonding was when I was a young man learning the football game.
You are old school in that way. That would never
people
fly
say.
Now, Nick Wilson. That would never fly now.
Wow. Yeah, back when coaches used to just pull up chairs in their quarterbacks' houses and just kind of sit and
just watch their
drink
aquarium.
A six-pack and just see what happens. Yep. I mean, those were the days, Ashley. Yep. Those were the
days. Designated chair in the quarterback's room.
That's all it was.
Ashley, great stuff. I wish you many great Electrolyte Tuesdays for the rest of your life.
All right. Thanks, guys. Maybe we could meet up for one sometime.
Not a chance
Let's
in hell.
Do it.
No.
Let's do it.
If you want to have 8-Ball Tuesday, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. All right. Ashley Bastock there. We're just going to end the interview. Cleveland.com on the fan hotline. That's a joke, folks.
That was out of pocket.
I'm a father, okay? Three times over. I'm a local member of a community. Not that community, not the drug community, a good community.
So they have communities too. I mean, everyone's got a community.
But not an electrolyte community.
No.
We'll react to what Ashley had to say, and maybe the best case scenario for the Browns in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.